Hi, I'm Danny, also known as Mustache Man.
So, Danny, last night you caused quite the stir on TV. Obviously, people were tuning in for the STV leaders debate, but it was yourself that caught the attention, sitting in the audience with your moustache. I think the one question everybody's asking today is why. I mean, why did you put the moustache on?
Because as soon as STV phoned me and said they wanted me in the audience, my devious mind thought, here's a chance for a bit of fun. And the whole thing was basically give my friends in Dundee a laugh and to see me in the. So, there's no way you can miss me. There I am, moustache man. And it was glaringly obvious that it's a false moustache. That's what was so funny about it, you know.
And what happened? When did you put the moustache on? Did you wear it going in, or was it when you sat down and you just popped it on?
No, I hid it in here, in the ribbon, right? Because I knew people would be looking, and I knew you were going to get searched, right? So I waited till as soon as it ran live. You know, they'd done a wee warm-up. As soon as it ran live, that's when I put it on. Because I knew there was nothing to do about it then.
And did you see reactions from people around you? Did people
Well,
have
the guy with the big
weird?
long boom mic, I seen him smiling, right? And obviously my son was smiling. The guy next to me had the po face the whole time, right? The guy that done the question, which was hilarious. And I was at the second break that the security guy came along and gestured to me to get it off. But before that, I could see Nicola Sturgeon and Willie Rennie looking out. They were talking to each other, looking directly at me, going, "You know, who is that guy with the moustache?"
Well, it's certainly one way to get attention. And people were tweeting during the show all night. You became known as hashtag Moustache Man as well. You've had Amy McDonald, you've had Frankie Boyle tweeting about you. I mean, what have you made of the reaction?
I don't know about any sort of famous people that have been twitting about it, but because I'm not on Twitter, right? But I've not actually seen. Apparently, there's hundreds of thousands of tweets about it and stuff like that. Yeah, great. But I mean, I've not seen it, so I've not actually got a reaction to it. It's funny, it's in the paper and stuff like that. It's hilarious, even here. But the whole thing is just ludicrous, isn't it? That, because somebody wore a false moustache, this whole thing that's going on, it just shows you what it's all, with politics, it's what it's all about. A joke.
And what about, obviously, we've seen the paper's reaction, Twitter's reaction. What about people who know you? What about your friends and family? What have they made of it?
Well, I've obviously got loads of texts and, what do you call it, Facebook messages and stuff like that. So they're all having it's the funniest thing ever for them. And they kind of predicted it was going to happen anyway, it was just somebody knew something was going to happen, and that was it. This is what's happened.
And you've started a bit of a trend now. I've seen so many photos of people now putting on a fake moustache, putting on the hat as well. Did you ever see yourself as being a trendsetter?
I am a trendsetter, but not with the hat and the moustache. This is just a bit of fun. It's all went a bit crazy, that's it.